from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you. Rob is here as well. Rob is going to be off all next week. Rob is going to be celebrating his honeymoon. Rob's going to come back with the tan, refresh, and then we will really tackle football season. But it's still baseball season around these parts. The Royals, they would be in the playoffs if they start today. They're actually kind of comfortably up right now. They're 2.5 games up on the Boston Red Sox. And the Red Sox are in town this Monday. So a very important week coming up for the Royals. They have 3 more games against the Tigers. They won the first one against them. They have 3 games next week against the Tigers. Then they have, against the Red Sox. Then they have a very weird 2-game series against St. Louis. Did you guys know that the Royals just have next Sunday off? Has that ever happened before, Rob? Have the Royals ever had a Sunday off where they didn't have a game? No rain, just the regularly scheduled off day. Has that ever happened before? You always play baseball on Sunday.
I mean, that's really weird. Like, I guess the Royals just went to Friday and Saturday game. Who knows? But I haven't seen a Sunday off in a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that's a new thing because they've changed the schedule and they've kind of, you know, everybody plays everybody now with the balanced schedule. I don't know it, but it's just so the Royals play the Cardinals on Friday. They play them on Saturday. Friday, Shaq is going to be here. Rob, how can you miss DJ Diesel? You didn't go see him at late night at the Fog, and now you're not going to go see him for Royals and Cardinals? They might have another 35,000 people out there, and you're going to be at the beach, at the all-inclusive resort with your queen. You're not committed to football season or baseball season right now. I don't know what's going over there in the Britton household. Certainly not anything we can endorse on this show. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Somebody that I know would never just take vacation in the middle of a postseason run and at the beginning of preseason. How dare you disrespect the sanctity of the preseason? I can't believe, Rob. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. Her name is Heidi Watney. You can catch her today on the broadcast. The Royals are playing on Apple TV today. So for those of you that complain about Bally Sports, they're on Apple TV today. They're like cousins in a way. So you can catch the Royals and Tigers on Apple TV. Our conversation with Heidi starts with, there is nobody right now on planet Earth playing better baseball than Bobby Witt Jr.
He certainly is hitting his way into the MVP conversation. It's going to be hard to overtake Aaron Judge in the American League. I mean, he's also putting up another, you know, on pace for another historic season. But what Bobby Witt Jr. has done over the last month especially has been historic. And it's funny because you just laugh in the face of all the people that say the home run derby is going to mess up your swing. He went there. He nearly won the whole thing. And he's kept it going as the All-Star game ended.
Yeah, I'm looking at the MVP odds, and Aaron Judge is -900 to win it. Bobby Witt Jr. is +600. I'm with you. I think that Aaron Judge is going to win the award. But, I mean, if Kansas City can get themselves back into the AL Central race and maybe they overtake Cleveland, Bobby Witt is going to have a very strong argument to win the award.
Yeah, he's definitely going to at least make it so that maybe it's not a unanimous vote for sure. It's tough going up against the judges of the world, and now Ohtani's in another league, so that at least helps Bobby Witt Jr.'s cause, because they play in major markets, and if you do good things in a major market, you're going to get a lot of attention for it. But Bobby's bringing so much attention to Kansas City, and you know, it's interesting. I read a story about what Matt Quatraro said to the team about this time last year when they were going through a historic losing season. He said, look, if you were going to work on improving something or changing something or doing something this offseason, start now. Because the only two people guaranteed to be on this team next year are Salvi and Bobby, and everyone else is auditioning for a role. I thought that was interesting in the turnaround, of the team as a whole. But what Bobby has done lately is just, it's phenomenal. It's great to see as a guy who's just a great dude and a great player and someone you want to build your franchise around. He's certainly, you know, putting everyone on his shoulders right now.
Heidi, who do you think is the best baseball player in the game right now? It's fun because there's an argument you can make for a couple of different players. If you want to make an Aaron Judge argument, I'll listen. If you want to make a Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr. is certainly inserting himself into that conversation. It feels like there's about four or five players right now that you can realistically argue they're the best baseball player in baseball.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look a few years ago before Shohei and Judge really started doing their thing, and everyone was just like, unquestionably, it's Mike Trout. If you watch the way Mike Trout plays defense, the way he hits the ball, the way he levels up every year, and it's sad with the news yesterday that his season is done. He played just, what, 23, 24 games this year, and he's dealt with so many injuries the last few years. But right now, in the here and now, it's hard to argue against Shohei Ohtani when he's doing what he did last year. Pitching at an elite level, hitting at an elite level, but obviously recovering from Tommy John surgery, he's focused on just one part of his game. But then you see that part of his game level up because he has so much focus. He's rehabbing. He's getting in early, and he's doing all his rehab work early for his shoulder to be able to pitch next year. And then he's working on his craft as a hitter, and it's just been even better numbers than we've seen out of him throughout his career, at least here in the States. And Aaron Judge, I mean, if he goes on a heater, he could possibly eclipse what he did in 22 when he broke the American League home run record, set a new mark at 62, and is just having, and was the AL MVP that year, and is just having another great season. I think he's on pace to finish somewhere in the high 50s, but you just never know with him, because he can go on some hot streaks as well. But what Bobby has done lately with his combination of power and speed, his baseball instincts, his base running, his defense, I mean, he is the complete package in a young guy, right? So I don't know, if I'm building a – well, Shohei is just such a global, international sensation. I guess I would have to probably give the edge to him, even though he can't pitch this year. But all three of those guys are really right up there.
Right now, we're talking to Heidi Watney, who covers baseball for Apple TV. The Royals are going to play the Tigers later on the streaming service. Let me ask you this question about the Royals, and I do want to get your thoughts about the American League race and also the wild card. The Royals right now, they're 6 games back of the Cleveland Guardians. They are currently 2.5 games up in the wild card picture ahead of the Boston Red Sox, 0.5 game up on the Minnesota Twins. It's crazy to be where we are with the Royals for a team that won 56 games all of last year. They already have 61 wins heading into August, and right now it feels like this team is going to make the postseason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It certainly does, and they're trending in the right direction, right? For a group that's centered around mostly a young squad with Salvador Perez, you know, the backstop, the catcher, the stalwart back there, and then adding the veteran pitchers that they added, they are coming together offensively and just seem to be trending in the direction that they're going to continue to play well and cruise to the postseason. But you never know with these teams. I mean, there's still 2 months left in the season before the postseason. But I like what I'm seeing out of the Kansas City Royals. So I can definitely, I definitely picture them in the postseason right now where they're at. You have to look at least, you know, the National League is a lot more bunched up. You have to know the Yankees and Orioles will probably both be in there. So it's really all the rest of those teams kind of battling for the final spot. Unless the Yankees, the Yankees have struggled. They've really, I don't know, they could continue to go south, but they're 4.5 up on the Royals right now and the Royals and Twins. Red Sox have been playing well, but it's hard to think that you're going to have that many teams from one division all playing in the postseason because, I mean, they don't see each other 18, 19 times anymore with the more balanced schedule, but you're still going to see, you know, quite a bit of that. So I guess you have two teams battling for two positions because Yankees and Royals are tied. But the Mariners, too. I like the Mariners. I like their pitching. And you know what they say, pitching and defense wins championships. They went out and caught a couple guys that can hit the ball in a Rosarena and Justin Turner. But that ballpark up there in Seattle has just proved to be cavernous for almost anyone to try and hit in. Texas has been hot, but I think Texas and Detroit are a little too far of a jump for them. So I would say between the Royals, Twins, Red Sox, and Mariners, you got four teams battling for two spots.
Heidi, I'll get you out of here with this one. You mentioned that you were a San Francisco Giants fan. I went to San Francisco last year, and I'm born and raised in the Midwest. So when I heard California in June in San Francisco, man, I had on shorts, a T-shirt. Man, I was so excited. I hopped off that plane. It was so cold. Everybody was laughing at me and asking, you didn't know about the weather here in San Francisco. I had absolutely no clue.
Yeah, the coldest winter I ever had was a summer in San Francisco, right? Isn't that Mark Twain, famous Mark Twain quote? Which, thank you for watching. I have said a number of times on Apple TV Plus on a Friday night game in July. I think the coldest game I've ever done in San Francisco was last year, end of July. And I know the weather in San Francisco, so I brought a jacket, but I was not prepared for the damp, bone-chilling cold we had that night. But then, you know, I've done some games in May in San Francisco that were delightful and didn't even get that cold. So you do always have to be prepared in San Francisco with at least like a beanie cap, like a knit cap, some hand warmers for your pockets, and like layers. Because it can be 75 and sunny in the afternoon and you're sitting out there in batting practice sweating, but then that sun dips down and it turns ice cold. So yeah, sorry about that. But did you go get yourself a Ghirardelli hot chocolate to warm up at least?
You could tell I was a tourist. I bought one of those San Francisco hoodies from the gift shop. I had never heard that Mark Twain quote. That was the first thing somebody told me when I got there. I was there for my friend's surprise party. So, you know, they show a video of us getting off the plane. And I'm sitting there. I'm cold. I'm shivering. It was a miserable 2 hours until I got that hoodie.
Oh, well, welcome to the San Francisco Giants bandwagon. I think that's how they sell more team merchandise than probably anyone else, is because people just need jackets, blankets, and hoodies.
That is Heidi Watney joining us on the show today, telling you to always keep a hoodie with you. That is what we learned today. Also, you need to keep an Apple television subscription with you as well. If you want to watch Royals and Tigers tonight, they have an Apple TV game every Friday. Heidi, really appreciate your time. Thanks for talking baseball with us.
Great chatting with you. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!